is now time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we've got Aaron Hall of WCHL right here to help us out with the Chatham County Roundup today. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right.
I brought my own all-star contingency from Chatham County.
Yes, you did.
If you look around, our office is quite full. Our studio is quite full today.
But don't look around because you're in your car's driving. Eyes on the road.
That's right. Yeah. I have an all-star gang in here today, and I'm going to start with, you talked about basketball, and it's very apropos that I have one of Chatham County's finest who recently scored over 1,050 points in her, not high school, not college, in her middle school career.
Yay! Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome to the Chatham County Roundup, with mom in tow and dad in the car listening to the radio, Miss Takiya Bland. Takiya, how are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. Well, you know what? I'm so happy to have you here. I was so excited when I was told that you can be here. 1,050 points?
Yes.
That is awesome. So tell me about it. What's it like to score over 1,000 points? I was lucky to score 10 in my career.
I mean, it's kind of shocking to me now that it's already happened. You know, I feel it's like an accomplishment. I feel like something that I've wanted to do for a long time.
Well, what I know is that you're an awesome basketball player, but you're an even better student in the classroom. How do you balance between the athletics and getting the schoolwork done?
Being a student athlete, priority is to do the work first in the classroom, and then after that, you know, go in the gym, practice, get some shots up, and repeat the day.
And that's great to hear. Now, one thing you said, as I'm wearing this Carolina blue, what I know is that you are a Duke fan.
Yes,
we'll let
sir.
That linger for a little bit.
We're fine with that. Except on certain days of the year.
Right. But with aspirations of possibly going to North Carolina State, tell us about that. Why would you go to state? What's attractive about it?
The campus. I've been there before. The basketball team, the women's team, is great this year. You know, just like I said, the campus, and they have classes, you know, I think about interest in taking.
What's your favorite subject?
I like science, but I kind of want to do something sports med, physical therapy.
Awesome. Very cool.
And we have mom, Miss Wanda Bland, who is also the coach. Mom, step in there and tell us, what is it like to not only have to have a beautiful daughter at home that you have to be a mom to, but then you got to step to the basketball court? How do you do that?
Oh, man, it's great. When Takiya started playing in the sixth grade, she came up to me and she said, Mom, I think I want to score 1,000 points.
Wow.
And I said, okay, that's your goal, and that's what we're going to go for, and she did it.
Nice. Did you know that you would hit the milestone when you hit it, or was it not until after that you found out?
I knew before. There's my aunt. She always supports me at every game I go to, and she kept, like, track of the points that I had, how many I needed, and the day, like, a week before, she told me I was very close. I just had to get a couple more shots, and then it would be there.
Awesome. So when you when you hit the shot, you knew that was the one?
Yes.
Nice. How'd that feel?
It was really great. They stopped the game, and I looked at my parents,
wow.
And
Super
everyone
cool.
was, like, standing up, clapping. My teammates were like, oh, my gosh, you did it, and it was great.
Nice.
Well, we're super proud of you. And just for all the right time when the planets align, we happen to have another Chatham County superstar sitting right next to me. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome Superintendent of Chatham County Schools, Dr. Derek Jordan. Doctor, how you doing, sir?
Doing very well.
Now, what do you have to say about this outstanding student we have right here from Chatham County?
So exciting. She said all the right things. I'm so glad to hear that she recognizes that there are two parts to this term student-athlete. The student piece of it is very important, and I'm so excited to know that she's excelling on the court and in the classroom.
That's right, and with mom and dad's support, because they all came into the green room. We have mom, dad. I say this is a family affair, and we love that. Speaking of being from North Carolina, Dr. Jordan, since this is your first time here on the radio, you're a North Carolina guy. Tell us about where you're from, where you grew up, where you went to school, all that.
Yes, sir. I'm from Eastern North Carolina, Rocky Mount, actually.
Home
of a number of wonderful, wonderful people. But I left Rocky Mount and went to college at North Carolina Central University, home of the Eagles.
That's right. Awesome.
And earned my master's degree from East Carolina University prior to it, and then came to Chapel Hill and earned my doctorate, so Tar Heel as well.
There you go.
Three outstanding universities.
There you go. Well, we're happy to have you. And, man, you surely picked a time to run the helm of Chatham County Schools. There's a lot of things happening in Chatham County, a lot of growth. Tell us what's happening and what's on the horizon and, yeah, what's going on.
Indeed, it is an exciting time to be a part of Chatham County and the school district in particular. With the growth that's on the horizon, we are in the process of building two new schools, Chatham Grove Elementary and Seaforth High School. And we know that there are a number of additional schools that will be on the horizon as the county continues to grow and stretch. And so it is indeed an exciting time. We're looking forward to opening Chatham Grove, the elementary school, in fall of 2020.
And what is the location of Chatham Grove?
That location is off of Andrews Store Road and right across the street from Pollard Middle School.
Very nice. And you said that's 20?
Fall of 2020.
Okay, and then there is a high school coming also.
It's a huge footprint, and if you're ever near Jordan Lake, you'll have the awesome opportunity to see Seaforth High School, which is very, very close to Jordan Lake. That school is scheduled to open in fall of 2021, so back to back.
And we see all the new roads and highways and bypasses happening, all of that part of the growth. And as that grows, we were talking in the green room about the Chatham Promise. Am I saying that correctly, Chatham Promise?
Absolutely.
We had John Spoon on last week. He mentioned that. But please tell us about the Chatham Promise.
We are so excited about what the Chatham Promise means for our students. It provides free college tuition for those students who meet certain benchmarks. They are able to go to Central Carolina Community College and earn an associate's degree. And that is so exciting to know that we have an opportunity to equalize, hopefully, opportunities for our students. And as we continue to increase the number of dual enrollment courses that our students are taking, we know that they will have a seamless transition into the community college.
And the community college experience is so important.
Absolutely.
I see at Durham Tech and the other great community college here in our area, just the number of students who might not otherwise get an opportunity to go to college, who have that opportunity and then can make amazing things happen in your life. And I'm sure you have that experience of being able to see the stories of individual kids who take that opportunity and make something great of it.
Absolutely. I think that so many times people overlook the greatness that occurs as a result of community college education. And from a parent perspective, you certainly can have cheaper tuition
and
achieve the same result. And so we recognize that the community colleges play a significant role in our educational system, and we believe that that will be a wonderful opportunity for our students to save a little money, get a quality education, and continue to explore what they desire to do once they transition into the wonderful world.
And speaking of the community college, CCCC is having a career fair this Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sanford campus. So we want to make sure folks know about that. And on the larger scale, we were talking about Tennessee is now doing the same thing. What do you think is happening across the country where community colleges, two-year schools, are starting to see the benefit of offering reduced and free tuition?
I think people are coming to grips with the reality that education is, as I've said before, a great equalizer. And so providing the opportunity at the lowest cost possible for students is something that many folks across the country see as a necessity. In fact, we're hearing that education is one of the new civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that as students are more appropriately educated, that increases the opportunity for them to be self-sufficient and positive contributors to our society. And so I think that North Carolina will be moving in that direction at some time. Of course, I'm not a politician or a legislator, but I know the conversations.
And they're listening. They're listening.
Absolutely. I know that those conversations have been ongoing, and I would love to see all students have the opportunity for free community college education.
I think that's such an important point because you mentioned college is an equalizer. It can also be an unequalizer if there are only certain
Good
people
point.
Who
Absolutely.
Get that opportunity. Absolutely. So the more we can do to get everyone that chance,
Absolutely.
The better.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Mr. Keck here does a concert segments with the local superintendents, and we would love to have you coming back and to talk and to be our voice from Chatham County with things with education. Would you do that?
Absolutely.
And to Takiya Bland and Wanda Bland, as you make that next step to Northwood High School, we certainly will be following you there. And you do play volleyball as well?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, we're going to keep track of that. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad that you're here. And, yeah, I need to get an autograph before you before you get to where you don't remember anymore, all right?
Again, that's been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. You can find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. And Dr. Jordan, people want to know more about Chatham County Schools. What's the website?
www.chatham.k12.nc.us.
Head there and find out more. Everyone, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.